Will you please turn to the letter to the Ephesians?
请我们翻开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
We'll read from verse 8.
我们从第八节开始。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8.
以弗所书第三章第八节。
To me, less than the least of all saints, has this grace been given to announce among the nations the glad tidings of the unsearchable riches of the Christ.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And to enlighten all with the knowledge of what is the administration of the mystery hidden throughout the ages in God, who has created all things.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
In order that now to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the church the all various wisdom of God.
为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
According to the purpose of the ages, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
The book of Revelation,
请翻开启示录。
Chapter 1,
第一章。
Verse 20,
第二十节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 20.
启示录第一章第二十节。
The mystery of the seven stars which thou hast seen on my right hand and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars of angels of the seven churches and the seven lampstands are seven churches.
问到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
亲爱的主，我们的心中充满了感谢。
We do want to thank thee for loving us so much.
我们实在感谢你，你是那样的爱我们。
That of all the people in the world,
哦，在世界那么多人当中，
we are so privileged.
我们是那样蒙了特权。
That we may gather together as one before thee.
我们能在你的面前，在一的里面聚集。
We do want to thank thee that it is thy grace towards us.
我们谢谢你，这是你给我们的恩典。
We pray that we may not miss thy grace.
好，但愿我们不要在你恩典里面失落。
We want to open our hearts to thee.
我们向着你要把我们的心敞开。
We want to turn our heart towards thee.
哦，我们的心转向你。
And we pray that thou will shine thy light upon us.
哦，求你光照我们。
Bring us out of darkness.
哦，从黑暗的里面把我们拯救出来。
And bring us into thy light.
哦，把我们带进你的光中。
That in thy light we may see light.
在你的光中我们得见光。
That we may really be transformed.
哦，叫我们能够被改变。
And be conformed to thy image.
哦，叫我们能够像你。
To the praise of thy glory.
哦，让你的荣耀得的称赞。
Lord, we do commit this time into thy hands.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
Without thee, we can do nothing.
哦，没有你，我们不能够做什么。
But with thee, all things are possible.
哦，因着你，万事都可以做。
So our confidence is in thee.
哦，我们的信心是在你的身上。
We trust thy Holy Spirit to do thy work this morning.
我们实在信心早上圣灵会做他的工。
We pray that I would release thy word.
哦，能够释放你的话。
We pray that thy word will enter into our heart.
我们求你的话进入我们的心中。
That will bear fruit a hundredfold unto thy self.
哦，能够结果子百倍。
We praise and thank thee.
我们感谢我们祷告。
In the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我们主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.We do want to thank God for gathering us together again this morning.
我们再一次感谢主，叫我们能够聚在他的面前。
I really feel that every time we are privileged to gather.
哦，每一次我们能够有这样的机会相聚。
It is a special grace of God.
这是神给我们特别的恩典。
And we do look to the Lord that He will give us special grace.
哦，我们实在一同仰望主。他把那特定的恩典给我们。
Yesterday morning, we shared together on our testimony.
昨天我们一同交通到我们的见证。
Our testimony is not concerning ourselves.
我们的见证不是关于我们的。
As a matter of fact, there's nothing to speak of ourselves.
根本我们没有什么，对我们自己来讲，我们没有什么好讲的。
Under the light of God, we know who we are.
在神的光底下，我们都认识我们是谁。
We are really but dust.
哦，我们实在如尘土。
But we praise and thank God.
我们感谢赞美主。
That there is much we can talk about.
哦，但是有许多我们还要讲的。
It is not about ourselves.
哦，不是关乎我们的。
But it is about our Lord Jesus.
哦，是讲到我们的主耶稣。
So our testimony is our Lord Jesus.
我们的见证乃是。主耶稣。
Our testimony is the testimony of God.
我们的见证乃是神的见证。
We do testify that God is God.
我们要见证说神是神。
And we also testify that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我们也要见证说耶稣基督是神的儿子。
He is the heir of all things.
哦，他是一切的一切。
He is the first and the last.
他是起初，他也是末后。
He is the living one.
他是那存活的。
He became dead.
他虽然死了。
But he has been raised from the dead.
但他又从死里复活。
And he lives forevermore.
然后他永远活着。
In his hand he holds the keys of death and of Hades.
在他的手中握着死亡跟阴间的钥匙。
We do testify that Jesus is Lord.
我们要做见证说耶稣是主。
So this is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
Our testimony is a glorious one.
我们的见证乃是荣耀的。
And our testimony is something that never changes.
哦，我们的见证是永远都不改变的。
It stands forever.
是永远站立。
It is the reality in the universe.
哦，那是在宇宙当中的实际。
It is yesterday, today, and forever the same.
哦，是昨日、今日到永远都不改变的。
And we also mentioned yesterday morning.
昨天早上我们才提到。
Even though our testimony is so certain and strong.
哦，虽然我们的见证是那样的清楚，那样的坚强。
And yet oftentimes,
但很多的时候
our, when we testified, it is not that strong.
哦，当我们做见证的时候，我们不是那么刚强。
Not because there is anything with the testimony.
并不是因为那个见证有什么问题。
There is something with us.
而是我们的问题。
And this is where we really need to repent.
哦，我们在这一点上我们需要悔改。
That God...May give us special grace.
求神给我们那特别的恩典。
That our witness will be as strong as our testimony.
哦，以至于我们所做的见证能够见证出见证的实际。
Now this morning we would like to go a little step further.
哦，今天我们要再进一步。
Knowing what our testimony is.
哦。知道我们所做的见证是什么。
We now want to share together on the church as the vessel of the testimony of Jesus.
我们要说出见证，教会乃是见证的器皿。
How God entrusts the testimony of Jesus to the church.
神如何把耶稣基督的见证托付给教会？
Now, in order to understand this,
让我们能够明白，
I think probably we'll like to go over the whole Bible.
啊，我们需要把整卷圣经来看一看。
Now, of course, we have only an hour or so.
啊，因为时间的关系。
But we will go over it very quickly.
啊，我们很快的来看一下。
In order to see how God entrusts His testimony to the church today.
叫我们能够看到神如何的把他的见证托付给今天的教会。
Now we know that in the book of Genesis,
我们知道在创世纪的里面，
God created the heavens and the earth.
神创造天地。
But evidently something happened.
但有一些事情发生了。
Because when you read Revelation chapter 1, verse 1,
当你读创世纪第一章第一节的时候，
it says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那你说起初神创造天地。
When God created,
当神创造的，
it must be perfect.
那一定是完美的。
Because our God is a perfect God.
因为我们的神是那完美的神。
He will not do anything unfinished.
他不会做一些不完整的事情。
What He created must be beautiful.
他所创造的一定是美丽的。
God spoke.
神说话。
And it was done.
就成就。
So in other words, it doesn't mean that when God creates,He creates something that is unfinished.
所以当神创造的时候，他不会创造一些没有完成的事情。
So we believe that in the beginning,
所以我们相信起初，
when God created the heavens and the earth,
当神创造天地的时候，
the heavens and the earth were perfect.
天地是完美的。
In that creation,
在那一个创造的里面，
the highest of the created beings were the angels.
哦，在被造当中最高的乃是天使。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的，
we do not know how long it was.
我们不知道经过了多少的日子。
Something seemed to happen in this heaven and the earth.
在这个天地的里面有一些事情发生了。
Because when you read the second verse of Genesis 1,
因为当你读创世纪第一章第二节的时候，
it said now the earth became void and empty.
那你说地变成空虚混沌。
That is to say something had happened to this earth.
也就是说明了在这个地上发生了一些的事情。
Of course in Genesis God did not explain it to us.
在创世纪里面神没有解释给我们听。
But we can find it in some other places in the scripture.
但是我们可以在其他的经文里面找到。
Evidently one of the angels, the archangel,
也就是说有一位天使长，
Lucifer,
路斯佛。
God put him in a very high place.
神把他放在一个很高的位上。
God created him with beauty and talents.
哦，神把美丽把智慧给他。
And God placed him in a high position.
神把他放在高的位置上。
He was supposed to lead all the angels to worship God.
他本应带所有的天使敬拜神。
But instead of that,
但是他没有这样做。
Pride came into his mind.
骄傲进入了他的心。
He began to think of himself.
他开始想到他的自己。
You know, he was supposed to think only of God.
他本应只单单想神。
He only should think of his creator.
他本应该单单思想那位创造他的。
And give all the glory.To him.
把一些荣耀归给他。
But somehow he began to think of himself.
但是不知道为什么他开始想到他自己。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
that principle is always true.
哦，那个原则一直是真实的。
We should think of our God.
我们应该一直思念我们的神。
We should focus our attention upon our Lord Jesus.
我们应该一直注视我们的主耶稣基督。
This is the safest place.
那是最安全的地方。
But whenever we turn upon ourselves,
当我们转向我们自己的时候，
whenever we look into ourselves,
当我们在看我们自己的时候，
something will happen.
哦，有一些事情会发生。
And so this archangel began to think of himself.
所以这个天使长他就开始想他自己了。
He thought of his beauty.
他想到他的美丽。
He thought of his power.
他想到他的权柄。
He thought of his position.
哦，想到他的位分。
And pride began to rise in him.
哦，骄傲在他的里面提升。
He was not satisfied with what God had given him.
哦，他就不满于神所给予他的。
He wanted to be equal with God.
他要与神同等。
He wanted to compete with the Son of God.
他要与神的儿子来争上下。
And because of this, he was driven out of the paradise in heaven.
因着这样的缘故，他在天上被逐出乐园。
And when he was driven out,
当他被赶出去的时候，
now evidently our universe at that time was under his control.
哦，我们看到宇宙就在他的控制底下。
So when he was being judged and punished,
当他被审判，当他被惩罚的时候，
and cast out from heaven,
当他从天上被赶出去的时候，
that which is under his control also enter into judgment.
哦，那本来是在他的管制底下，也被带进审判的下面。
And so we find that the earth became void and empty.
所以我们就发现地就变为空虚混沌。
It lost its meaning.
它失去了它的意义。
It lost its purpose.
它失去了它的目的。
It was ruined.
哦，是被毁坏了。
It was covered with water.
哦，云面黑暗。
And ice age came upon this earth.
哦，在那个黑暗的时代就临到了地上。
Ice age, 冰雪。
哦，就是冰河时期就临到地上。
We do not know how long it lasts.
我们不知道经过了多久。
But God who is love.
神他是爱。
Therefore we find in verse 3.
所以我们看到第三节的时候，
The Spirit of God brooded over the earth.
和神的灵运行在水面。
It was like a mother hen that was brooding over the little chicks.
哦，好像是母鸡那样哦，扶着这个小鸡一样。
That something may be brought out.
哦，能够把一些的小鸡孵出来。
And in 6 days, God repaired this earth.
在用六天，神在那里修整了这个地。
To make it habitable.
哦，叫它成为可居住的。
And on the last day. Sixth day,
在第六天
he created man.
他造了人。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when you read Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27,
当你读创世纪第一章26、27节的时候，
you find God said, let us make man.
他说让我们来造人。
It seems as if there was a council among the Godhead.
好像在神格里面有一个这样的会议。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they held a council.
哦，父子圣灵他们有一个会议。
They decided what they should do next.
他们决定他们应该下一步做什么。
And they said, let us make man.
他说让我们造人。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
We men are created very differently from the other creations.
哦，我们这一些人跟其他的被造是非常的不同。
Because we are created in God's own image.
因为我们是照着神的形象来造的。
And after his likeness.
哦，是照着他的样式来造的。
Even when God created angels.
哦，当神造天使的时候，
He did not create angels in his image.
他没有照着他的形象来创造天使。
According to his likeness.
也没有照着他的样式来造天
使。Only with man.
哦，单单只有人。
He created us in his image.
他造我们照着他的形象。
And according to his likeness.
也根据他的样式。
We would like to ask this question.
我们愿意这样问。
Why is it that God should take a counsel?
为什么神格里面有这个会议?
It must be something very significant.
这一定是非常的重要。
And why is it that decision is to make man in their own image?
哦，为什么那个会议的决定乃是要照着神的形象来造人呢?
And according to his own likeness.
那为什么是照着他的样式来造
人呢? You know, that is something tremendous.
哦，那实在是一件极大的事情。
It is something almost unthinkable.
哦，是我们想不透的。
Now, why is it God should decide to do such things?
为什么神决定要做这件事?
And why is it that he should make man in such a manner?
为什么他要造人造到这一个样式?
It cannot be without any special reason.
哦，那一定有特别的原因。
It cannot be without any special purpose.
哦，也一定有特别的目的。
So from the word of God we know today.
哦，从神的话今天我们能够知道。
The reason why God created man.
哦，神造人的原因。
The reason why God created man in his own image.
哦，神照着他的形象造人的原因。
Is because God wants to use man.
因为神要使用人。
God wants man to represent him on earth.
神要人在地上代表他。
God gave man dominion.
神把地权势给人。
In order that they may rule the earth for God.
叫他们能够在地上来替神管理这个地。
They are supposed to maintain the testimony of God on earth.
他们本应要把神的见证维持在地上。
Because the testimony of God on earth was destroyed.
因为在神在地上的见证是被摧毁了。
The fall of the archangel.
是因着天使长的堕落。
And now God raised up man.
如今神兴起人。
Give them dominion.
把权柄给他们。
That they may maintain the testimony of God in this universe.
哦，叫他们能够在这宇宙里面维持神的见证。
Now this is the purpose why God created man in such special way.
这就是为什么神是这样的来造人。
So God put man in the Garden of Eden.
所以神就把人放在伊甸园里面。
And God created all, made all the trees.
哦，神在那里创造了许多的树木。
That man may enjoy the fruits.
哦，人能够享用他的果子。
But in the midst of the garden, there was the tree of life.
但是在园中有生命树。
And by the side of it, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在生命树旁边有分别善恶树。
Then God said to man,
然后神向人说,
of all the trees in the field, you can freely eat.
在园中所有的果子你都可以任意吃。
You know, in the beginning,
你知道一开始的时候,
the food of man is fruit.
哦，人的食物乃是果子。
You know, I often think how good it will be.
哦，我实在想那实在是美好。
We need to eat nothing but fruits.
我们什么都不需要吃，只是吃水果就可以了。
That's what in the very beginning.
一开始本是这样。
And God said you may eat all the fruits in the garden.
神说你可以吃园中一切的果子。
There's only one tree you cannot eat.
但是只有一棵树你不可以吃。
It is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那是分别善恶树你不可以吃。
Now why is it?
为什么呢?
That God said, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you cannot eat.
神说你不可以吃分别善恶树的果子。
Because on the day that you shall eat thereof, you shall surely die.
因为当你吃的日子必定死。
By that very word,
就是用着这一句话,
you can see that the reason why God forbade man to eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is out of love.
你知道神禁止人吃分别善恶的果子是因着爱。
You know, sometimes we think any prohibition is not love.
很多人我们觉得一切的禁止都不是爱。
But here you find behind that prohibition,
你看在这个禁止的后面
there is a love of God there.
在那里有神的爱。
Why?
为什么?
Because God wants men to know who He is.
因为神让人知道他是谁。
Even though God put Him above all things,
虽然神把人放在其他被造之上,
but He needs to know that He is under one.
他需要知道他在一位之下。
He is still under God.
他仍然在神之下。
You know, that is the problem with the archangel.
这就是天使长的难处。
And God put him in such a high place.
神把他放在高位。
And he began to think that he was above all.
他就以为他是超过一切。
That he was not under God anymore.
他不再在神的权柄底下。
He did not know his place.
他不认识他的地位。
So God made that prohibition.
所以神就颁布了这个禁令。
To remind man,that he is over all but below one.
提醒人说他是在一切之上但是他是在一位之下。
This is our position.
这是我们的地位。
As long as we maintain that position, we are safe.
只要我们能够停在那个位置上我们是安全的。
And furthermore,
还有
God knows
神知道
that unless we have His own life in us,
除非我们里面得到他的生命
such knowledge of good and evil will put us to death.
那些分别善恶那些知识会把我们带进死里面去。
Now I do not know how do you feel.
我不知道你们的感觉。
But to me, I feel that in the Garden of Eden,
我觉得在伊甸园里面
All the trees are good.
所有的树都是好的。
God would never put anything evil in it.
神不会把一切恶放在里面。
The apple tree,
苹果树
is good for our body.
对我们身体很好，有益处。
And I personally think,
我个人这样想
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is food to our soul.
分别知识善恶树是为了我们魂需要的果子。
You know, our soul desires knowledge.
我们的魂希望得的知识。
And the highest knowledge is knowing good and evil.
因为最高的知识乃是能够分别善恶。
It is higher than even scientific knowledge.
这比科学的知识更高。
Because the knowledge of knowing good and evil is the highest knowledge.
因为分别善恶乃是最高的知识。
And this is the food of our soul.
这是我们魂的食物。
But the tree of life is the food of our spirit.
但是生命树乃是我们灵的食物。
It is the will of God.
那是神的旨意。
He put the tree of life in the midst of the garden.
他把生命树放在园当中。
He did not prohibit man from eating it.
他没有禁止人去吃它。
Now, if there is something in the center, it attracts your attention.
在园中的应该吸引你的注意。
And so, in a sense, God said, well, I put it before your eyes.
所以神说我把它放在你的眼前
Take it
吃它
This is what God wants men to do
这是神要人做的
They are created in God's image
他们是照着神的形象造的
Now they need to take God's life into them
他们需要得到神的生命进到他们里面
And by that they will be able to fulfill their life
然后他们能够活出他们的生活。
They are able to fulfill their life purpose.
他们能够完成他们生命的意义。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜
man ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
人吃了那分别善恶树的果子。
Before they took the tree of life,
当他们没有吃 生命树的
果子。In other words,
换一句话说
，Man rejected God.
换一句话说，人拒绝了神。
They did not want to be dependent upon God.
他们不想要完全的依靠神。
They did not want to live by the life of God.
他们不想靠着神的生命而活。
They want to develop their own soul life.
他们愿意发展他们自己魂的生命。
Make them great.
叫这个魂来壮大。
Being tempted by the enemy.
哦，受过仇敌的引诱。
That if you eat this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will know good and evil.
因为仇敌说，当你吃这分别善恶树的果子，你就可以分别善恶。
You do not need God anymore.
那你就不再需要神了。
You can live an independent life.
你可以过一个独立的生活。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，that means death.
哦，死亡，这就是死亡。
So God said, on the day that you eat this forbidden tree, you shall die.
神说，当你吃这禁树的果子的日子，你必定死。
And because of this,
因着这样的缘故
man was driven out of the Garden of Eden.
人被逐出伊甸园。
In other words,
换一句话说
God's purpose for man,
神对人的目的
is that he may testify with the testimony of God.
他本应为神的见证来做见证。
He was on earth,
他们在地上
to bring all things back to God,
把一切带回归给神。
He was to lead all creation to worship God,
他们应该带着一切的被造去敬拜神。
And he can only accomplish that with the life of God in him.
他唯有靠着在里面神的生命才能够完成。
By depending upon God,
完全的依靠神。
But unfortunately,
但很可惜
，you find that he failed in his mission.
你发现他在他的职事上面失败了。
So he was driven out of the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园从伊甸园里面赶出去。
But the testimony of God.Must be maintained.
但神的见证仍然要维持。
In spite of a failure of our forefather Adam.
哦，虽然我们的先祖亚当失败了。
And when you read the book of Genesis.
当我们读创世纪的时候。
You will find that God's testimony on earth was maintained by the patriarchs.
哦，你就会发现神的见证是被外邦的人来维持
by the fathers
哦是这些的列祖在那里在他们的身上
here you find even though Cain
你就看到该隐
was evil
他虽然是恶的
but God raised up Abel
但是神兴起了亚伯
you know when Cain was born
当该隐出生的时候
his parents thought that they hadNow, the seed of the woman.
哦，他们觉得他们现在得到这个女人的后裔。
God promised that the seed of woman will come.
哦，神应许说女人的后裔要出现。
And he will bruise the head of the serpent.
因为他要伤蛇的头。
So when Cain was born,
当该隐出生的时候
his parents thought that was the man.
哦。他的父母说这就是那一个
But unfortunately he wasn't
但很可惜他不是
So afterwards Abel was born
然后亚伯出生
And they called Abel a breath
哦，他们说亚伯是气息的
In other words they began to realize
哦，他们就发现
But thank God we find thatThrough Abel, the testimony of God was maintained.
我们感谢主，借着亚伯，神的见证能够维持。
Now, what was that testimony?
哦，那个见证是什么
？Abel really testified to the love of God.
亚伯他见证出神的爱。
God is love.
神是爱。
That is His very being.
那是他的自己。
And this is the testimony that Abel maintained on earth.
这就是 亚伯在地上能够见证出来。
Abel believed that out of the love of God,
亚伯知道在神爱的里面，
even though man has sinned,
虽然人犯了罪，
and yet he prepared a substitute,
但他预备了一个代替。
He prepared a lamb,
他预备了一只羔羊，
that through the shed blood of the lamb,
借着羔羊的流血，
man's sin might be cleansed,
人的罪可能得到赦免。
So you find that Abel believed in God's love,
所以亚伯他实在相信神的爱。
He believed in the salvation that God had prepared for man,
他实在相信神为人所预备的救恩。
So when he approached God,
所以当他来到神的跟前的
时候， He did not approach God on his own,
他不是靠着自己来就近神。
Not like his brother Cain,
不像他的兄弟该隐。
Brother Cain, he approached God,
该隐来到神的跟前。
By offering the produce of his field,
把地里的出产献给神。
The work of his own hand,
这是他手中所做的工。
He thought that God should accept his offering,
他相信神应该接受他的奉献。
That was the best he had,
这是他所有的最好的。
He depended on himself to approach God,
他是靠着他的自己来亲近神。
He did not accept the love of God,
他没有接受神的爱。
The lamb to be his substitute,
让羔羊成为他的代替。
So he was rejected,
所以他被拒绝了。
But Abel,
但是亚伯，
he humbled himself before God,
他俯伏在神的跟前，
acknowledging that he was a sinner,
他承认他是一个罪人。
The only way we could be accepted by God is through the blood of the lamb,
我们能够被神悦纳唯一的一条路乃是借着羔羊的血。
To accept the love of God,
来接受神的爱。
So here you find through Abel the love of God, the testimony of God was maintained,
借着亚伯神的爱神的见证在那里维持。
And then you find Enoch,
你发现有以诺。
You know, Enoch lived until he was 65 years old.
以诺他活到65岁。
He lived just as the other people in the world.
他就像地上其他的人一样。
But when he was 65 years old,
当他65岁的时候，
he begot a son,
他得了一个儿子，
Methuselah,
马土撒拉。
And when his son was born,
当他儿子出生的时候，
evidently he received a revelation from God.
我们看很清楚地看到他得到神的启示。
He realized,
他知道，
that because of the sin of this world,
因着这地上的罪恶，
one day God would judge this world,
有一天神要审判这个地。
When Methuselah died,
当马土撒拉死的时候，
that judgment will arrive,
那审判就临到。
And he began to be moved,
他里面就受了感动。
So he began to walk with God,
他就开始与神同行。
And the Bible said he walked with God for 300 years,
圣经说以诺与神同行300年。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
God wants us to walk with him,
神要我们与他同行。
But we want God to walk with us,
但是我们要神与我们同行。
To walk with God, on the one hand, is the most glorious thing.
与神同行一面，那是最荣耀的事情。
Yet on the other hand, it was the most difficult thing.
但另一面也是最困难的事情。
That's why the name Enoch means discipline.
所以以诺的意思乃是要受训练。
He has to be disciplined in order to walk with God.
他要受训练，然后才能够与神同行。
God is holy.
神是神圣的。
And if we want to walk with God, we have to be holy.
如果我们要与神同行，我们一定要神性。
We have to be under discipline.
我们一定要接受神的训练。
So those 300 years,
所以在那300年的里面，
So far as man is concerned, it's very difficult.
从人的角度来讲，那是不容易的。
And yet,on the other hand, it is a glorious walk.
但另一面，那是荣耀的300年。
And he walked with God, walk and walk.
他与神同行，就是一直同行。
Until he was taken.
直到他被神取去。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
in the days when people may live hundreds of years,
哦,在那些年代人可以活到几百岁,
and yet they all die.
但他们还是死了。
But Enoch is the only one.
以诺是唯一的那一个。
He walked with God, and God took him.
他与神同行。神将他取去。
So what is the testimony of God that he maintained?
哦，所以他带出神的见证是怎么样的呢？
He testified of the holiness of God.
他见证出神的圣洁神圣。
In a world full of sins.
哦，在那个地上充满了罪恶。
Full of death.
哦，充满了死亡。
There was a man.
在那边有一个人。
Who testify that God is different.
他见证出神是不一样的。
He is uncommon.
他是不普通的。
He is separated.
他是分别出来的。
He is unique and only one.
他是独特，他是那唯一的。
And he not walk with God.
以诺与神同行。
He maintained the testimony of God in his generation.
哦，他在那个时代带出了神的见证。
And then you find the Noah.
所以你就发现挪亚。
You know, the days have come.
哦，那日子临到。
God wanted to judge the world.
神要审判那个世界。
Because the world was full of violence and of sins.
因为这个世界充满了罪恶与残暴。
But there was Noah.
在那里有挪亚。
Who received grace from God.
他从神那里得到恩典。
He feared God.
他敬畏神。
And God revealed to him.
神向他启示。
And God showed him to make an ark.
哦，神告诉他要造方舟。
And with the ark to save people.
这就方舟来拯救人。
For 120 years.
120年之久。
He preached.The gospel.
他在那里宣讲福音。
He told people that judgment will come.
他告诉说审判要临到。
He asked people to come into the ark.
他叫人进到方舟里面来。
But nobody believed.
但是没有人相信。
Only Noah and his family.
只有挪亚跟他的一家。
Eight people.
八个人。
You know, it is very interesting.
哦，这是非常有趣的。
If you read the Chinese character.
如果你读中文的话
，You know Chinese character in the beginning is picture.
中文字本来是象形文字。
Now what is the picture of a boat?
你知道这个船的这个画是什么样子的
？On the one hand, it is a canoe.
一方面好像是一个独木舟。
And on the other hand, it's eight mouth.
好像另外一方面是有八口。
And these eight mouths are Noah and his family.
哦，这个一家八口啊，就是挪亚的一家呀。
So here you find Noah was saved from destruction through the ark.
所以你就看到挪亚借着方舟从毁灭的里面被拯救。
So what is the testimony that Noah maintained of God?
所以挪亚为神维持的见证是什么？
He maintained the testimony of God that God is righteous.
他带出了神的见证，乃是说神是公义的。
God is a righteous God.
神是一位公义的神。
So there you find again the testimony of God was maintained in spite of the rebelling of the world.
所以你看到神的见证。虽然在地上那样悖逆人神的时候仍然在那里维持。
Then you think of Abraham.
你再看到亚伯拉罕。
And we know that Abraham lived in Ur of Chaldea.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是住在加勒底的乌尔。
And there was a city of idols.
那是一个偶像的城市。
And tradition tells us that Abraham's father Terah was an idol maker.
这个传统的书信告诉我们亚伯兰的父亲他啊是一个造偶像的人。
So Abraham lived under that kind of situation.
所以亚伯兰是在那种的环境里面长大。
But somehow Abraham began to think.
但是亚伯兰他开始在那里想。
These idols that they made were real.
这些偶像我们造的是不是真的呢？
And we are told by tradition.
在有一些的故事告诉我们。
Now that is not the Bible.
这不是圣经里面告诉的。
So don't believe it.
所以你不一定要相信啊。
It was said that one day when his father left home.
有一天亚伯拉罕的父亲离家。
He told Abraham, now take care of these idols.
他就告诉亚伯拉罕说你要好好照顾这些偶像。
So he left.
所以他就离开了。
And after his father left,
当他父亲离开了以后。
Abraham began to beat these idols.
亚伯拉罕就开始打这些偶像。
Some the head was off.
把这些头砍掉。
Some the arms got off.
把这个杆子。
And he threw them all over the room.
然后把他们扔在整个房间里面。
His father came back.
他父亲回来。
And he saw this situation.
他看到这个情况。
So he asked his son.
他说我问他儿子。
Why did you do that?
说为什么你做这些事情。
His son said.
他的儿子说。
After you left.
说当你走了以后。
These idols began to fight against each other.
开始打架了。
Now that's what it happened.
这就是打架的结果。
So the father said nonsense.
这个父亲说胡说八道。
They couldn't do that.
他们不会的。
So Abraham said no.Why do you worship them?
那亚伯拉罕说你为什么还要敬拜他们
Now that was legend.
那个是神话。
But the truth
那真理
is, One day, the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
一天荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
God knew his heart.
神知道他的心。
So one day the God of glory appeared to him.
一天荣耀的神向他显现。
And called him.
然后呼召他。
Leave this city.
离开这个城市。
Leave your father's house.
离开你的父家。
Leave your kindred.
离开你的本族。
And go to the place where I call you to.
往我指示你去的地方去。
And by faith, Abraham obeyed God.
因着信亚伯拉罕就顺服了神。
He became a stranger, a sojourner in the promised land.
所以他在应许地成为一个寄居的。
He lived in tents.
他居住在帐幕里面。
And he built altars.
他在那里筑坛。
To worship God.
来敬拜神。
He did not return to his own home.
他没有回到他自己的家乡。
He could do that if he wanted to.
他如果愿意的话，他可以这样做。
But he didn't.
但他没有。
Why?
为什么？
Because he saw a city with foundation.
因为他看到那座有根基的城。
The builder is God.
是神所建造的。
He looked for that city.
他仰望那座城。
And that enabled him to be a stranger and sojourner on earth.
那就叫他能够成为在地上是一个寄居，是一个客旅。
He saw the glory of God.
他看到神的荣耀。
He saw what the glorious God had provided for his own.
他看到那荣耀的神为他所预备的。
He saw the glorious city.
他看到那荣耀的城。
And it attracted him.
那吸引他。
It enabled him to reject all the things in this world.
让他能够拒绝地上一切的东西。
And sought for that heavenly heritage.
寻求那属天的产业。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
So here you find through Abraham.
你在亚伯拉罕的身上。
The glory of God.
荣耀的神。
The testimony of God was maintained.
神的见证在那里。
He maintained that God is glory.
他在那里见证出神是荣耀的。
That the glorious God wants to lead us into glory.
荣耀的神要把我们带进荣耀里面去。
So he despised the things of this world.
所以他就鄙视地上的一切。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
You'll find that through the patriarchs,
你发现借着列祖。
God maintained his testimony,On this earth.
神在地上就一直维持着他的见证。
So far as the world is concerned.
对于整个地上来讲。
They rebel against God.
他们悖逆神。
And yet God still left on earth his testimony.
但神仍然把他的见证留在地上。
Through some individuals.
借着一些的个人。
And each individual testified a part of the testimony of God.
每一个见证人，他们就见证出神的一部分。
Because the testimony of God is so huge.
因为神的见证是那么的大。
It is so full.
是那样的丰满。
It is so rich.
是那样的丰富。
No one person can bear the whole testimony.
没有一个个人能够带出整个的见证。
Each individual may play a part of it.
每一个个人能够摆上他的一份。
But God's purpose for the vessel of his testimony is corporate.
但为了神的旨意，那个器皿是团体的。
That is God's purpose.
那是神的旨意。
And because of this, we find that God is leading gradually in that direction.
所以我们就发现神的带领是渐渐地向着那个方向而去。
And out of Abraham,
从亚伯拉罕
came the 12 tribes.
带出十二个支派
，and with the 12 tribes, the nation of Israel.
十二个支派就带出以色列国。
So you find that gradually God began to lead out of individual witnesses into corporate witness.
你就看到神的带领一步一步的从个人而引进整体。
That his testimony may be full and perfect.
他的见证能够丰满而且完全。
So here you'll find the nation of Israel.
所以你在这里看到以色列国。
God took them out of Egypt.
神把他们从埃及里面召出来。
In Exodus chapter 19.
在出埃及记第十九章。
When they came to Mount Sinai.
当他们来到西乃山的时候。
God began to reveal his purpose to them.
神就把他的旨意向他们显现。
Now why did God deliver them out of Egypt?
为什么神要把他们从埃及拯救出来？
Why is it that God delivered them out of slavery?
为什么神拯救他们脱离为奴之地？
Was it that God just wanted freedom?
难道神只是叫他们得释放吗？
They may live in the way they want to do.
他们能够过一些他们喜欢过的生活呢？
No.
不是。
God delivered them out with a purpose.
神拯救他们有一个目的。
So here on, at Mount Sinai.
所以在西乃山。
God began to reveal his mind to them.
神就把他的心思向他们启示。
God said, I brought you as on eagle's wing unto myself.
所以我带你们好像鹰这样来伏在我的翼下。
Now if you keep my commandment,
如果你们听我的命令,
if you keep my covenant,
如果你在守我的约,
I will take you out of all the peoples in the world to be my people.
我就从万民中召你们出来, 叫你们成为我的子民。
And you will be my people.
你又成为我的百姓。
And I will be your God.
我做你们的神。
You will be a nation of priests.
你们会成为祭司的国度。
To serve me.
来服侍我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
here you'll find God want a corporate vessel.
你看到神在这里要得到一个整体的器皿。
A people.
一些的百姓。
That belong to him.
属于他的。
And in order to do that.
为了要这样做。
We have already mentioned again and again.
我们已经提过的。
God gave them the Ten Commandments.
神颁布了十诫。
God committed his testimony to the nation of Israel.
神把他的见证托付给以色列。
Now you are my people.
如今你是我的子民。
And you have a mission.
你们有这样的使命。
To bear my testimony on earth.
要在地上为我做见证。
When the whole nations were idol worshipping.
本来整国都是敬拜偶像的。
You are the only nation that worship one God.
只有你们这一个国是拜独一的真神。
You are to bear my testimony on this earth.
你们要在地上为我做见证。
You are great.
你们是伟大的。
Not because you are many.
哦，不是因为你们人数多。
Not because what of what you are.
哦，不是因为你们怎么样。
You are great because you have received my statutes and my ordinances.
你们之所以大，因为你们接受了我的律例与典章。
In the whole world,
在整个的世界里面，
there is no nation that has such wisdom.
没有任何一个国家有如此的智慧。
That has such understanding.
他们有这样的知道。
And of all the nations in the world,
在地上的万国里面，
there is no such thing as God shall appear to you.
哦，在那里没有说神向他们显现。
And God answered you.
哦，神答应他们的祷告。
That makes you great.
哦，那叫你们伟大。
Therefore, you have to keep my commandments.
所以你们要遵守我的诫命。
And you have to tell your sons and your sons' sons and their sons.
你要告诉你们的子子孙孙都要这样行。
That they may be the vessel of my testimony.
他们能够成为我见证的器皿。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Our brother has already mentioned.
我们的弟兄已经提过。
How God dwell in their midst.Through the tabernacle.
我们看到神如何的借着会幕住在他们中间。
And the tabernacle is called the tabernacle of the testimony.
哦，这个会幕被称为见证的会幕。
And God asked them to make an ark.
哦，神叫他们造约柜。
And the ark is the ark of the testimony.
那约柜乃是见证的约柜。
And in the ark, they put the Ten Commandments.
哦，在约柜的里面有十条的诫命。
And the Ten Commandments are the testimony.
那十条诫命乃是见证。
And the glory of God rests upon the ark.
哦，神的荣耀充满在会幕的里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do you see the picture?
你有没有看到那幅的图画？
The testimony of God was entrusted to that nation.
神的见证乃是托付给这一个国家。
What a glorious thing it is.
那实在是多么的荣耀。
The Lord is in their midst.
主在他们当中。
And the shout of king is in their midst.
哦、oh, 那个君王在他们当中。
This is what happened to the nation of Israel.
这就是以色列国的光景。
What a privilege.
那是何等的权利。
But what a responsibility.
但也是有何等大的责任。
Now, as you read the history of the nation of Israel,
当你读到以色列国的时候，
you will find gradually they fail in the testimony.
你就发现他们逐步的在见证的里面堕落。
You find in the beginning how they began to rebel against God.
你看到他们一开始怎样的背逆神。
When they God gave them the promised land.
当神把应许地给他们以后。
And when they became fat.
哦，当他们得到供应的时候。
And they forgot God.
他们就忘记了神。
And they began to learn, from the nations.
他们就开始学列国的样式。
And they began to worship idols.
他们就开始敬拜偶像。
Which was an abomination to God.
哦，那对神来讲是引起神的愤怒。
And you find in Samuel.
你发现在撒母耳记的里面。
How, the ark was captured by the Philistines.
哦，约柜被非利士人掳去。
You know, at that time, their faith was became a superstition.
哦，你看到他们的相信就成为一种的迷信。
The ark led them into the promised land.
哦，因为约柜把他们带进应许地。
The ark fought for them.
哦，因为约柜为他们征战。
But at that time,
但那个时候
，they considered the ark as a thing of superstition.
哦，他们却以为约柜成为一个迷信的东西。
They did not worship God anymore.
他们不再敬拜神。
But when they were defeated by the Philistines,
哦，当他们被非利士人击败的
时候 ，Oh, they said, "Bring the ark here."
他们说把约柜搬出来。
God will fight for us.
哦，神替我们征战。
God did not fight for them.
神没有替他们征战。
God would rather allow his ark to be captured by the Philistines.
哦，神容忍约柜被非利士人掳去。
The children of Israel could not take care of the ark of God.
以色列的百姓他们不能够 保护神的约柜。
They were supposed to maintain the testimony of God.
他们本应要维持神的见证。
But because of their sin,
但因着他们的罪，
the ark was captured by the Philistines.
哦，约柜被非利士人掳去。
But thank God.
感谢神。
The ark knew how to protect itself.
哦，约柜知道怎么样保护他自己。
So after 6 months,
六个月以后，
the ark returned.
约柜被送回来。
But they did not care about the ark.
但他们好像并不看重约柜。
The ark was hidden, in a hilly place.
哦，所以就把约柜放在另外一个地方。
Even in the days of Saul,
哦，在扫罗的年代，
he never inquired before God.
他没有来到神的面前求问。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
that is the condition of the children of Israel.
那是以色列百姓的光景。
Even though there was a revival under David,
虽然在大卫的时代有一些的复兴，
he has a heart towards God.
他有一个心向着神。
He searched for the ark.
他在那里寻求约柜。
He loved the ark.
他爱慕约柜。
He would allow him to sleep.
哦，他不能够睡。
He wanted to find a rest place, resting place for the ark of
God. 哦，他要为约柜找到一个安息之处。
And Solomon built the temple.
所罗门造圣殿。
But unfortunately,
但很可惜，
the people of Israel,
以色列的百姓，
they continue to rebel against God.
他们继续的悖逆神。
Even though God sent prophets to them.
虽然神差遣先知对他们讲话，
to warn them,
去警戒他们，
to call them back to God,
把他们呼召回转归向神，
the love of God still extended to them.
哦，神的爱仍然伸展到他们的
能力。 He sent prophets early in the morning,
哦，他清早派先知去，
and to call them back,
把他们召回来，
but they wouldn't,
他们不肯。
So finally,
最后，
the temple was destroyed.
圣殿被毁。
Jerusalem was destroyed.
耶路撒冷被毁。
The people were taken into captivity.
以色列人被掳掳。
And during those 70 years,
在那70年之中，
God was never called the God of the heavens and the earth.
神不再被称为天地的主。
God was called only the God of the heavens.
神只能够称他是天上的神。
Why?
为什么？
Because on earth, he had no testimony.
因为在地上他没有了见证。
No one maintained his testimony on earth.
在地上没有人能够活出他的见证。
The children of Israel have failed God.
神的百姓他们在神的恩典里面失败堕落。
And how sad it was.
这是何等的悲惨。
But did God leave no testimony on earth?
难道神在地上没有留下他的见证吗？
It is true, in a corporate way, it was a failure.
哦，在整体上来讲，那是失落。
The children of Israel were now in Babylonian captivity.
哦，以色列的百姓的儿女们被掳在巴比伦。
And yet, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
there were still some individuals.
但那里仍然有一些的个人。
There in the land of captivity, they maintain the testimony of God.
在被掳之地，他们仍然活出神的见证。
Think of Daniel.
想一想但以理。
Daniel was a captive.
但以理是被掳的。
And yet how he maintained the testimony of God.
他如何的在那里维持神的见证？
Even though at the time he was a teenager,
虽然那个时候他只有十几岁，
and he was a hostage,
他是被掳的，
and yet he will not defile himself,
但他在那里并不玷污他自己。
He will not defile himself with the wine and the food of the king.
他不要因王的美食与美酒玷污他自己。
He wanted to keep himself pure for God.
他要在神面前要保持他的纯正。
Throughout his long life,
在他一生的里面，
he served two empires.
他在那里侍奉了两个朝代。
He was a prime minister.
他是 那里的宰相。
And yet, three times a day, he opens his window towards Jerusalem and prays.
反正每天三次向着耶路撒冷祷告。
He stood for God.
他为神而站立。
And because he stood for God,
因着他为神站立。
He was thrown into the lion's den.
他被扔到狮子洞里面去。
And yet God shut the mouth of the lion.
但是神封住了狮子的口。
His testimony to the kings.
他对于君王的见证。
That God is a living God.
神是活的神。
He testified to Nebuchadnezzar.
他向拿布堪尼撒君王做见证。
The heavens do rule.
哦，诸天掌权。
It is not you who rule.
不是你在掌权。
It is God who put you there.
是神把你放在那里。
But God rules over the whole earth.
哦，神在全地掌权。
What a testimony.
这是何等样的见证。
And there you'll find also Ezekiel.
你在你有没有看到以西结。
Ezekiel was a priest in captivity.
以西结在被掳的时候呢是一个祭司。
And there he maintained the testimony of God.
他在那里保持了神的见证。
He told the people.
他向他的百姓说。
It is true that the glory of God had left Jerusalem.
哦，神的荣耀实在是离开了耶路撒冷。
Reluctantly.
哦，是不应该这样的。
And yet one day the glory of God will return.
但是有一天神的荣耀会恢复。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
you'll find through these individuals,
你会发现借着这些的个人，
God still maintains his testimony on earth.
神仍然在地上保持他的见证。
In spite of the failure of the nation,
虽然地上的列国失败。
And then 70 years later,
七十年之后
,according to God's word,
接着应验神的话
,Cyrus the Persian king,
哦，在那里这个巴西波斯古灭王
,he allowed the children of Israel go back to Jerusalem,
他让以色列人回耶路撒冷
,to rebuild the temple,
来重建圣殿
,but unfortunately,
很可惜
,most of the people in captivity.
多数那些被掳的
they remain in a land of captivity.
他们留在被掳之地。
Why? Because during those 70 years,
因为在那70年之中
they were allowed to build their own houses.
因为他们盖自己的房屋。
They were allowed to build up their own businesses.
他们在那里建立自己的生意。
So even in a land of captivity, they live a very comfortable life.
所以就算在被掳之地他们仍然生活得非常好。
But further than that,
还有
They couldn't go back to Jerusalem.
他们不能够回耶路撒冷。
There was no temple there.
因为在那里再没有会堂。
They could not offer sacrifices.
他们不能够在那里献祭。
Now what did they do?
他们做什么呢？
To satisfy their conscience.
他们为了来满足他们的良心。
They began a very ingenious plan.
他们就在那里有他们自己的这些的计划。
That is when synagogues began.
所以这就是那些会堂开始被建立。
Because they could not go back to Jerusalem.
因为他们不能够回耶路撒冷。
There was no temple.
在那里没有圣殿。
They want to worship God.
他们要敬拜神。
You know they worship idols.
你知道他们是敬拜偶像。
So God allowed them to go to Babylon.
所以神就允许他们到巴比伦。
An idol worshipping country.
在那个拜偶像的国家。
Now you want to worship idol, go to the idol.
你们要拜偶像，就到拜偶像的国家去吧。
To cure them of the desire to worship idol.
然后去满足他们拜偶像的这些的里面的记忆。
You know, this is what mothers usually do.
这个就是这个母亲经常这样。
If a child loves ice cream.
如果一个孩子爱吃冰激凌啊。
Love it so much.
他那么爱吃冰激凌。
How are you going to help him?
你怎么样来帮助他？
Let him eat and eat and eat.
就这样吃吃吃吃吃。
Until he is tired of it.
直到他吃厌了。
And that's what God did with the children.
这就是神这样对付以色列。
Alright, you want to worship idols.
你们要敬拜偶像。
Go there.
到那里去。
Full of idols.
到处都是偶像。
And fortunately, they were cured of idols.
在那里能够治这个拜偶像的病。
They want to worship God.
他们现在要敬拜神了。
But how?
怎么样呢？
Very clever.
他们很聪明。
Synagogues, 盖会堂。
If there are 10 men of leisure,
如果那里有十个这种犹太人啊，
You can form a synagogue.
你就可以成立一个会堂。
You do not need to walk very far.
你不需要走很远的路。
And if somebody you don't like, you can go and get some friends and organize another.
如果你不喜欢他，你可以跟别人盖一个会堂。
In the synagogue they read the Pentateuch.
在会堂里面他们读摩西五经。
They also read the prophets.
他们也读先知书。
They also sing psalms.
他们也唱诗歌。
They also pray.
他们也祷告。
And they also exhort one another.
他们在那里彼此的那里高举。
Very free.
他们非常的自由。
Very good.
非常好。
It satisfies their longing.
实在能够满足他们里面的渴慕。
The only thing they could not do is to sacrifice.
唯一不能够做的就是献祭。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
若不流血，罪不得赦免。
But even though without redemption,
就算没有救赎。
Somehow, their conscience was appeased.
那他们的良心也得着平安。
And they lived such a comfortable life.
他们在那里生活得非常舒适。
Why be uprooted?
为什么要破坏这个情况呢？
And go to Jerusalem, a ruin.
到耶路撒冷那个被摧毁的地方。
Surrounded by enemies.
仇敌包围着我们。
Why is it that you should build a temple?
为什么要回去盖圣殿呢？
The synagogue is not enough.
难道会堂不够吗？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when they think of themselves, it's enough.
当他们只是想他们自己的时候，那已经足够了。
But if they think of the testimony of God,
但如果他们想到神的见证，
that is not enough.
那实在是不够。
Thank God he touched the spirit of some.
感谢主，他感动了一些以色列人。
50,000 of them,
有五万人。
They are moved by the Spirit of God.
他们受圣灵的感动。
They are willing to leave everything back.
他们愿意放下一切的东西。
They were willing to brave the dangers.
他们愿意冒这个险。
They wanted to go back to a place of ruin, Jerusalem.
他们要回到耶路撒冷那废墟的里面去。
For one reason only.
为了一个原因。
To rebuild the temple.
那是重造圣殿。
In other words,
换一句话说。
They want to maintain the testimony of God.
他们要保持神的见证。
Because the temple is where the name of God rested.
因为圣殿乃是神的名的所在。
So they live for the testimony of God.
他们为神的见证而活。
They did not live for themselves.
他们不为自己而活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
So here you'll find how God began to raise up a corporate vessel.
你在这里看到神如何的兴起了一个团体的器皿。
Even though it is not the whole.
虽然不是整各的以色列。
And yet it's a corporate vessel.
但那实在是一个整体的器皿。
To maintain the testimony of God at that time.
然后在那个时代带出神的见证。
Now dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we have been on the type too long.
我们在可能这个
预表
我们在预表上面讲的太多了。
The children of Israel is a type of the church today.
以色列乃是预表今天的教会。
And the children of Israel were God's earthly people.
以色列乃是神属地的百姓。
And we are God's heavenly people.
我们是神属天的百姓。
And they are a shadow.
他们是影儿。
And we are the reality.
我们乃是实际。
So here you'll find when you come to the New Testament.
所以如今我们在新约的里面。
Our Lord Jesus came into this earth.
我们的主来到这个地上。
The testimony of God rested in him.
神的见证安息在他的里面。
Because when he came,
因为当他来的时候，
even though the temple was there,
虽然圣殿在那里，
but we know,
但我们知道，
there was no ark.
在那里没有约柜。
There was no ark in the holiest of all.
哦，在至圣所里面没有约柜。
There was no the glory of God.
在那里没有神的荣耀。
There was no fire coming down from earth to burn the sacrifice.
在那里没有从天降下的火来悦纳这些的祭物。
There was no priest with Urim and Thummim.
哦，在那里没有祭司用乌明土明。
Even though outwardly it seemed there was everything was there.
哦，在外面好像一切还存留。
But actually, the most important thing was missing.
但是那最重要的已经不在了。
The presence of God was not there.
神的同在不在了。
But when our Lord Jesus came to this earth,
当我们的主来到这地上的
时候, He was the real temple.
他是那真正的殿。
He was the ark.
他是约柜。
He said, Lord, I come to do thy will.
他说我来是要行你的旨意。
You give me a body.
你给我一个身体。
And your law is written upon my heart.
你的诫命乃是写在我的心上。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Here you find our Lord Jesus maintained the testimony of God throughout his life.
哦，你看到我们的主耶稣基督，他一生的里面就显出神的见证。
To him there is only one thing.
对他来讲只有一件事。
My Father's will.
我父的旨意。
If it is my Father's will for me to go to the cross.
哦，这是我父的旨意叫我上十字架。
To drink the cup.
哦，去喝那个苦杯。
I'll do it.
我会做。
He maintained the testimony of God in spite of all the falsehood and the hypocrisy of the nation.
哦，他在以色列那一切的虚假、那一切的败坏的里面，他显出神的见证。
How he bore a good confession.
他实在是那里带出一个这样好的一个见证。
After he accomplished the work of salvation.
当他成就了救恩
He ascended up on high.
他被升到高天
But before he left,
但他离开以前
In Matthew chapter 16,
在马太十六章的里面
He said, On this rock I will build my church.
他说我要在这磐石上建造我的教会
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against him.
我阴间的权势不能够胜过他
What is that rock?
那一个磐石是什么
It is not Peter.
那不是彼得
If Peter be the rock,
如果彼得是石头的话
You'll find he shook very quickly.
你就发现他很会震动
But the rock is Peter's confession.
哦，你知道那个磐石乃是彼得所看见的
He confessed Jesus as Christ as the Son of the living God.
他承认耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
Christ Jesus is the rock of ages.
哦，主耶稣基督乃是那永久的磐石。
And upon him he will build his own church.
在他的上面，他要建造他的教会。
And that church is to be the vessel of his testimony.
那个教会就成为他见证的器皿。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against him.
阴间的权势就不能够胜过他。
In Matthew chapter 20,
在马太
18,
马太十八章里面
verse 20,
第二十节
The Lord said, Where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them.
神说不论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会我就在他们中间
And then when he was ascending to heaven,
哦，当他升到天上之
后 In Matthew chapter 28,
在马太二十八章呢
He said, You go.
他说你们去
To the nations.
哦，到列万民那里去。
Baptize them unto the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
说奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
Disciple all nations.
哦，叫万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
哦，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
And whatever I have enjoined you, you instruct them.
凡我所吩咐你们的 都教训他们。
And I will be with you to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，After the ascension of our Lord Jesus,
好，当我们的主升天之后
，On the day of Pentecost,
哦，在五旬节的时候
，You find that the Holy Spirit came down upon 120 believers.
你看到圣灵就降临在120个人的身上。
And in one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
哦，在一个灵的里面，他们就进入成为一个身体。
And that's when the church began on earth.
那在地上教会就诞生了。
Now what is the church?
哦，教会是什么？
You find the church is the vessel of the testimony of Jesus.
你知道教会乃是在地上耶稣基督见证的器皿。
The Lord entrusted His testimony to the church.
神主把他的见证托付给教会。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
因为教会乃是基督的身体。
The fullness of Him fulfills all and in all.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
Even before the foundation of the world.
是从创造创世以前。
God has already purposed in His heart.
神已经在他的心里面定了这个旨意。
That one day the church will be that vessel.
有一天教会要成为那个器皿。
Even the principalities and authorities will learn from the church the all various wisdom of God.
要执政掌权的能够得知神的智慧。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
what a glorious privilege.
这什么荣耀的一个特权。
So God raised up His church on earth.
所以在神在地上兴起了教会
His own redeemed people
他那些自己被他救赎过来的人
To be filled by himself
哦，他自己充满他们
And to bear witness to him
叫他们为主做见证
That Jesus is Lord
耶稣是主
Dear brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
When you read the first few chapters of the book of Acts
哦，当你读使徒行传前面几章的时候
What a glorious beginning.
那是多么荣耀的一个开始。
You'll find there.
你发现在那里。
On the day of Pentecost, 3,000 came to the Lord.
哦，五旬节的时候，三千人归向主。
And they all continue in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
哦，他们在那里按着使徒的教训在那里生活。
And they all fellowship.
他们彼此的交通
breaking of bread and prayers
擘饼祈祷
and how they love one another
哦，他们彼此的相爱
how they were together
他们那样的在一起
how they met in the temple
他们在圣殿里面聚会
and how they enjoy their meals together
他们彼此的爱言
and how they remember the Lord every day
他们天天擘饼纪念主
and how they help each other
他们彼此的扶持
no one body say this is mine
哦，没有一个人说这是我的
everybody share whatever he has
公用
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
and because of this testimony
哦，因着这样的见证
the Lord began to add daily to them
神就把每天把得救的人数加给他们。
And then when you come to the fourth chapter,
哦，当你看到使徒行传第四章的时候
，you find they are of one mind and of one soul.
你知道他们同有一个心智，同有一个灵。
How they love one another.
他们彼此的相爱。
How they manifest Christ in their life.
哦，他们怎么样同心和一心一意的在那里彰显基督
？And people look at them.
哦，当人看到他们的时候
，And people say.
人说
See how they love one another.
看他们彼此相爱。
Then look at them.
他们看到他们。
Who are they?
他们是谁？
They don't believe belong to the Jew.
他们不属于犹太教。
They don't belong to the Gentiles.
他们也不属于外邦。
They no longer follow the way of the Jews.
哦，他们不按着犹太人的方式。
They do not live according to the form of the Gentiles anymore.
他们也不按照外邦人的生活来活。
They live differently.
他们 是有个不同的生活。
In spite of being Jews and Gentiles.
哦，虽然有的是犹太人，有的是外邦人。
And yet they are one.
但他们是在合一的里面。
And there is a special manner of life among them.
哦，在他们有一种特别的生活的样式。
It is a way of love.
哦，那个是充满了爱。
But they don't, the world, do not know who they are.
哦，世界上的人不知道他们是谁。
So one day,
有一天
people say,
他们有人说嘛
,we know who they are.
我们知道他是谁。
They are Christians.
他们是基督徒。
They are Christ men.
他们是属于基督人。
Because,When they gather in the name of Jesus.
因为当他们相聚会的时候，他们是奉基督的名。
When they pray in the name of Jesus.
他们祷告的时候是奉主耶稣的名。
When they sing to Jesus.
当他们唱诗，他们向着耶稣来唱。
When they open their mouth, they speak of Jesus.
哦，当他们说话的时候，他们在那里诉说基督。
When they live out Jesus.
当他们生活，他们是把耶稣活出来。
They are Christians.
他们是基督徒。
What a testimony.
何等的见证。
Vessel.
器皿。
Testimony of Jesus.
成为耶稣基督见证的器皿。
But unfortunately.
但可惜的。
Gradually, you find things begin to wane.
慢慢你看开始萎缩。
The enemy.Try every way to kill that testimony.
仇敌用尽方法来破坏这个见证。
He used persecutions.
他用着逼迫。
But it didn't work.
但没有果效。
Then he used deception.
他用着欺骗。
Gradually you find heretical things.Come into the church.
你就慢慢看到有一些的异端出现。
Gradually you find corruption came into the church.
你看看就看到败坏进到教会里面。
Gradually you find the church began to drift away from that living faith.
你就看看教会就慢慢的飘离他们那活的信心里面。
Into tradition.Of the fathers.
他们慢慢就形成了他们祖宗的遗传。
When you came to the dark age,
哦，当进到黑暗的时代
，the Bible was chained.
圣经给锁起来。
People did not even know the first thing in salvation.
哦，人不再知道救恩的起初。
They do not know grace.
他们不再认识什么是恩典。
They think they have to save by their marriage.
哦，他们以为他们要靠他们的好行为来得救。
Full of superstition.
哦，满了迷信。
The testimony of Jesus was in ruin.
耶稣基督的见证给摧毁了。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Throughout church history.
在教会历史的里面
You find God raised up people.
你看到神一直兴起人
Minority, yes.
哦，可能是少数的
Persecuted, yes.
哦，是被逼迫的
And yet they maintain the testimony.
但是他们仍然维持那个见证
So here you find even at the end of the first century.
所以你看到在第一世纪末的时候
When John the Baptist was in Patmos.
哦，当施洗约翰在拔摩海岛的时候
He was exiled to the island at Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
他为了神的道跟耶稣基督的见证被放逐到拔摩海岛
And there he received revelation.
在他那里他得到启示
He saw a vision.
他看见异象
He saw seven golden lampstands.
他看到七个金灯台
And one like the Son of Man walking among them.
有一位好像人子行走在其间
The seven lampstands represent the seven churches in Asia.
那七个金灯台就代表在亚细亚的七个教会
You know, When you read Exodus,
当你读出埃及记的时候
，about the golden lampstand，
那讲到那金灯台的时候
，you know it is really strange。
那实在是有一点的特别
，because in the holy place，
因为在圣所里面
，there are three pieces of furniture。
哦，在那边有三件的器具
，you have the golden table。Of incense.
哦，在那里有
altar of incense.
有那个金香炉。
And you have the golden table of showbread.
哦，在那里有金的陈设饼的。
Now these two things are made of wood.
哦，这个器具是用木头造的。
But overlaid with gold.
但是包上金。
But there is the third furniture.
但是还有一个器具。
It is the lampstand.
那是灯台。
The lampstand has no wood in it.
灯台里面没有木头
，It is all gold，
那都是金
，One piece
是整件的
，beaten out
是给锤出来的
，And it was beaten into a lampstand with seven branches。
哦，那个灯台是被锤出来有七个枝子
，And there the light shine，
在那里有灯在起
，Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们。
You know, this is what the church is.
这是教会。
The church in the mind of God is all gold.
在神的眼中，教会都是金的。
We think of the church as man.
我们以为教会是人。
Because it is man that composed the church.
因为是人组成的教会。
But strangely,
但很奇特的
，in God's mind, it is all gold.
在神的思想里面都是金子。
There is no wood.
那里没有木头。
You know, wood represents human.
木头在那里代表人。
Gold represents divine.
金子代表神。
It is all gold.
这都是金子。
Now how can it be?
那怎么可以这样？
What is the church?
教会是什么？
You and me.
你跟我。
We together.
我们在一起。
Two or three.
两三个人。
Gathered together.
在一起聚会
in the name of the Lord,
奉主耶稣的名
the Lord is in their midst,
主就在他们当中
that is the church,
那是教会
if that is the case,
如果是这样的话
now,
出于人的都留在十字架那一天
so what is in the church is none but Christ,
所以在教会里面完全是基督
but the lampstandis just a lampstand.
灯台只是灯台。
It is not a light.
它不是光。
The lampstand is not an end. It is a means to an end.
灯台不是那个目的，它只不过是一个中间物。
The purpose of the lampstand is to uphold light.
灯台的目的乃是要在那里乘着这个灯。
The lampstand is for the light.
灯台是为了灯。
Not for itself.
不是为了它自己。
The lampstand is a vessel.
灯台呢是一个器皿。
For the testimony of Jesus.
为了耶稣基督做见证。
So that is what the church is.
这就是教会。
So when the church failed in the testimony of Jesus,
所以当教会在耶稣基督的见证上失落了
then the lampstand has lost its meaning.
那灯台就失去了它的意义。
So here in Revelation chapters 2 and 3,
所以在启示录第二、第三章里面
you find our Lord Jesus as the heavenly high priest.
你就看到我们的主耶稣基督乃是天上的大祭司。
He was there tending the seven lampstands.
他在那里在七个金灯台当中。
And he was there trying to restore its light.
他在那里要恢复他们发光。
And when he realized the situation,
当他看到那种的光景
at the end of each letter
所以在每一封书信的末了
there is the call to overcome
在那里有得胜者的呼召
he is calling for overcomers
他在那里呼召得胜者
in spite of the failure of the vessel
虽然那些器皿已经失败了
，in the testimony of Jesus，
哦，在耶稣基督的见证上失落了。
That testimony has to be maintained。
啊，那个见证仍然要坚持。
How？
怎么样
？Calling to those who overcome，
呼召得胜者。
To overcome the situation，
胜过当时的环境。
Rise above these situations，
哦，能够越过当时的光景。
Return to the Lord，
回转归向神。
Return to the Word of God，
哦，回到神话语里面去。
Return to the headship of Christ，
哦，让基督做头。
Return to the Lordship of Christ，
转回让基督做主。
Return to love，
转回到爱的里面。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，the all call to overcome us came even at the end of the first century。
哦，叫得胜者从第一世代开始就。
And this call has been going out through the 20th century。
这一个得胜者的呼召一直从第一世纪到第二十一世纪。
Thank God。
感谢神
，throughout the ages and generations，
哦，在过去每一个年代的里面
，you find there were some people who respond。
你看到有一些人，他们有回应。
The testimony of Jesus，
耶稣基督的见证
，has never gone out in this world。
哦，没有离开这个世界。
And brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，that call is upon us today。
那个呼召。今天临到我们。
By the grace of God, let us respond.
哦，因着神的恩典，让我们有回应。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主
，Our heart's desire is to respond to you.
我们的心是在愿意向你的呼召回应。
Make us overcomers.
让我们成为得胜者。
Not for ourselves.
不是为了我们自己
for your testimony，
是为了你的见证。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus，
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen，
Amen。